What's up, podcast? So today we're talking about being a hero. What I mean by be a hero, it means the archetype of a hero and that mode of being and all the things that represents. That's something you should strive to be. Because one thing, the more
I thought about it, it seems to be the best mode of being. And it's something that humanity has praised and looked up to for centuries through stories and religion and the way you see people interact.
People that you admire, they're usually people who act admirably and heroically.
And so why not try to obtain that mode of being? And it's a partially straightforward and also very nuanced way to exist, but it's something I'll probably end up getting into in another episode. But I also think a lot of it, you know what it is, even if you don't, if that makes any sense. But being a hero is very hard and it's very difficult, but that also means it's very meaningful. And to me, part of it means is that you have to learn how to be dependable in a crisis, and all the things that go along with being able to do that is not at all easy. Life is very hard, and there's going to be a lot of pain and struggle and adversity in life. And so you have to learn how to face it and overcome it. And in the face of all of that, I think, especially in a postmodern society, there's a lot of nihilism, and I think that's a very dangerous thing. And I think seeing the way nihilism plays out, the amount of hopelessness and despair and meaninglessness that comes with that, is because nihilism is a very logical thing.
Not an unfair way to look at the physical world, but I think when you start looking into spirituality or metaphysical aspects of what exists, I think that, again, it's very nuanced, and it's a lot of things that either we don't know or we only kind of know about, and it's really hard to wrap your head around. But I think in the face of nihilism and the struggle of life and the limitation of being, well, like, what are you supposed to do in the face of that? And I think, well, lessen it, to try to lessen the suffering and lessen the pain and strive for something better than that. Because I think that in my experience, between what I've read and what I've done and what I've experienced and seen, is that there's ways of being and things you can do that make things worse. And there's things you can do that make things better. There's things you can do that make things a lot worse. And I think from when you read about history and things like that, humans are more than capable of making things a lot worse. And almost a hellish form of existence. And I think there's a lot of things that humans have done that show that. I think a lot of that in, for instance, in World War II with death camps and things like that, it's like that the horrors of that human endeavor are, they show that humans are more than capable of making things completely unbearable and horrible and broken. And there's a mode of being that lets you do that. But if you can make things better, you can make things worse, you can make things a lot worse, then possibly you can make things a lot better. I think that we have no idea the human potential for good. I don't think we do. I think we know we can make things better, or at the very least, we can make things not worse. And that by trying to strive to make things a lot better, part of that means you have to become everything you can as an individual. If you want to lessen the pain and suffering and reduce the burden of existence, you have to start with yourself, understanding yourself and making yourself into something that can withstand the hardship and difficulty of life. And you have to take on that responsibility and the responsibility to then willingly confront all the things you don't want to. In the King Arthur stories, they're looking for the Holy Grail, which is the most valuable object. And the strategy they decide to look for the Holy Grail and figure out what it is they decide that they're going to go into the spot in the woods that looks darkest to them. And so they all go into different parts of the woods, because to them, different parts look the scariest. That's a huge idea, that it's in looking where you least want to, where it's the hardest, where there's the most fear and possibly the most pain and the most suffering, that it's through confronting that willingly and overcoming that that you find the most valuable object. It's the same thing in stories of knights who fight dragons and get gold. It's through facing this terrifying monster and triumphing over that, that you get what is valuable. And I think you have to do that in yourself first. You have to go into the parts of your mind that, and your being, that are terrifying. And you have to learn how to overcome that. And you have to learn how to control that and figure out what that means. And you have to put yourself in some semblance of order and figure out how to, when you confront those things in yourself, not only to have a better understanding of how the chaos and the darkness of your own being has manifested itself in the rest of the world, you'll be able to understand that and better confront it in the world, but also in other people. The best way to understand the darkness of the world and of other people is to first understand all of the bad inside of you, and to learn how to confront that and live with that and understand all of your imperfections and inadequacies and all the ways you make things worse, and to try to not do that, and then figure out how to then act in a way that not only are you not making things worse, but then you are proactively striving to make things better outside of yourself. And this is something that, for me, there's been times where I've been extraordinarily nihilistic, because I don't think I'm a very optimistic person by nature, and I think that when I looked at things very rationally, I was very aware of the negative things in life, and all the way I've made things worse, and people have made things worse, and I lost sight of the opposite of that. And I think that it's something that a lot of people do. Maybe not entirely, but at least in part. And I think that there's a lot of things to be resentful for in life. But by striving to not be resentful and to be able to handle it and be more, I think that's what it means to be a hero. To be able to overcome and face and confront things that are terrifying willingly. And to obtain a more useful, more meaningful version or manifestation of you, because I think it's the greatest moral, one of the best ideas I've ever heard, is that it's the greatest moral obligation to become all that you can, because it's not a little thing to not become all you can. Because if you don't decide to obtain the best form of being you can, that's the most true and the most powerful and good, you're doing, not only are you doing yourself a disservice, but you're making the entire world less for it. Because when you decide not to confront and obtain the ability to confront and overcome difficult obstacles and pain and suffering and the evil that exists, well, you're permitting those things to exist and get worse. And then I think a very common thing, then you can become resentful and angry at the structure of being and the way things are, and then you proactively make them worse. The people who committed the Columbine shooting, their writings were exactly that. And they were so angry, so resentful, that they decided that the best thing to do is for being to not exist and for it to exist at all. And that's on an extreme, but I think the more and more people I've met and talked to and have observed, I see this pattern a lot more. And I think that what should be, or my intuition about what can be done about it is that by learning to confront it head on willingly and try and deal with the pain and the suffering and the issues of existing and try to overcome it and reduce it, and by striving to do that, by striving to be a hero type figure, would be the best thing you can do. And it's something meaningful. It's important to have something meaningful that you're proactively trying to do, because if you don't, then you have nothing to justify the pain and suffering that's going to accompany your existence. And there's a lot of things that you can find meaningful, and it's a very individual thing, but I think that it's a moral obligation to strive to be all that you can, so that when you start in yourself and then in your local group of people and then maybe your community and then see how far you can expand that, you can then make the world a better place for other people. I think that's the highest calling. It's my intuition that that's a pretty good purpose. And that's the thing, is a lot of the things I've talked about and I'm going to be talking about on the podcast aren't things, I don't have a lot of the answers. It's almost my way of figuring it out. And I mean, 90% of what I've said in this episode is just kind of off the top of my head, as I've been trying to figure out a lot of more existential questions, because those are the questions I have and have struggled with, and that as I've come to some semblance of ideas, instead of just being lost in this kind of chaotic ocean of not having any resemblance of an answer, as I've kind of tried my best over, to me it feels like a longer time than it is, especially in the great spans of everything, but I've tried to stumble towards some semblance of an answer to some existential problems. And I think in the problem of, well, how should you exist, striving to be a hero seems to be a good one. And not in like an overly romanticized sense. When you look at what the greatest heroes of history are, or what the greatest heroes in mythology and stories and religion, it's not a very romantic thing. They're people who pick up the biggest weight they can and they bear it the best they can. That's a lot of what Christianity is, at least my interpretation is. It's striving for you to become all you can and conduct yourself in a way that you can battle evil and make things better. And I think that from my interpretation of the Christian ideal, it's not an ideal that's been necessarily tried, and it's definitely never been completed. And I mean, there's individuals who have really strived, and a lot of people who are actively striving to fulfill that ideal. But I think that it's But really, the ideal of being a hero, or, you know, it's like Jesus Christ was the hero. He was able to bear responsibilities and confront horrible things and deal with them. And it wasn't a romanticized thing. It was an extraordinarily difficult and many times painful process that was deeply meaningful and deeply beneficial. And that's something worth striving for your life to be. To be something that justifies it and that makes things better. And I think that, to me, the best thing I can figure to do in the face of life is to find the hardest thing you can conceptualize doing that, and pick up a responsibility and to bear it and to strive to be more than what you are. And I think we all know the things we are doing wrong. We all know where in our personality and then where in the ways that we interact with people that we can become better. I think that if you're not trying to become better, if you're not trying to be more, if you're not proactively trying to abstain from making things worse and then proactively trying to make things better, you're making the world a worse place, either as a byproduct of non-action or as a product of negative action. And I think that what I've talked about today, it's not a simple thing. It's something I could talk about for hours and hours more. But I think I'm just going to leave it at that. That you should try to be the hero of your own story and start with yourself and dealing with all the things inside of you and then in your immediate purview and then expanding on that as you deal with things in a productive and truthful way and become all you can and to be a heroic and admirable person, to confront the challenge and the bear responsibility and try to overcome all that you can to reduce the suffering and hardship of the world and however you feel called or are able. And I think that it doesn't start by going to some big protest in the city. By making the world a better place, it starts with becoming all that you can as an individual. And that's a process that you'll take for the rest of your life. But like, think if you spent the next 10, 20, 30 years becoming all that you can as a person and becoming the most truth-speaking, deep and responsible, disciplined, heroic version of yourself in 10, 20, 30 years. Imagine how much good you could do, how much better you could make the world, how much better you would be, how much better your family would be. And I think that's, for me, my intuition, a worthwhile goal. And with that, I just want to say thank you to all of you guys for listening. If you got anything out of this episode, leave a review, send me an email, they're in the show notes below, or hit the support link in the show notes below. For just the price of a cup of coffee every month, you can do a whole lot to support the podcast. And if you want to stick around for another 30 seconds for a word from our sponsors, that would be great. But if not, you can leave now and have a great rest of your week.